Chapter 29.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy.
And how did it feel after, being playful like that in front of your master? Healer Reza asked. John shifted uneasily in his usual chair, wedged in a corner. Healer Reza liked to ask him questions like this, liked to tease out John's emotions for the both of them to reflect on. John hadn't trusted Zer at first. Z was nothing but another adult, sure that Z knew best. Best for John, best for Obi-Wan, as if neither of them could make their own choices or think their own thoughts. But Healer Reza had never told John he was wrong, that his actions and instincts and thoughts were faulty. John didn't know what he had expected, going into a mind healer's office for the first time, but it wasn't the healer acknowledging that everything he did from experience. Your mind and your body have learned certain behaviors that kept them safe. Speaking only when asked direct questions, for example, or hiding your abilities for an emergency, has saved you from pain in the past. We are not here to tell your brain and body that those behaviors were never needed. We're here to work through when they are not needed. How to identify that you are safe, Healer Reza had said. And that's what they did. Healer Reza never told John to change the way he acted. Z let him do it on his own time, at his own comfort level, and then discussed the fallout with him afterward. Getting to reflect on the lack of negative consequences, on the slowly growing warmth in his chest when he relaxed his rigid behavior to nothing but happiness from Deppa, Mace, Master Plo, and Obi-Wan, was eye-opening. I felt proud, John said finally. He turned the words over in his mind, checking to see if they encompassed what he had felt. Yes, he thought. I helped Obi-Wan feel more comfortable, John said decisively. It was fun, and it made Mace smile. He said I did a good job. And do you like making him proud of you, beyond the fact that it means you won't be punished? Healer Reza prodded. John didn't have to hesitate on this one, even if it made him flush. Yes, I like making him proud of me. It feels nice. Healer Reza's smile was small, but all the more meaningful for it. I'm glad to hear it, Z said warmly. Why don't we end here for the day? I think we made some wonderful progress. John found himself agreeing. As he slipped out the door, he felt lighter. Mace, as always, was waiting. His master smiled with his eyes as John approached, and rested a careful hand on his shoulder. John leaned into it, just barely, and relished in the warm feeling Mace sent him down their bond. All right, John, Mace asked quietly. John nodded. Yes, Master, it was a good session. Good, Mace said. How would you feel about going on a bit of an outing this afternoon, my Padawan? John perked up. It's not that he didn't appreciate the stability and safety of the Coruscant Temple. It was just that being stuck in one place could feel claustrophobic at times. John was used to wandering wild space with his master, following the will of the Force. At this point, he leaped at any opportunity to leave the temple. John nodded and barely had to brace himself to ask, "To where?" Mace's eyes crinkled even more. "I have business in the Senate, and I would enjoy introducing you to the dome. As much as one enjoys anything in the Senate, of course." And that did not exactly sound like the outing John was hoping for, but it was something. John wasn't fond of politics. He found diplomacy classes boring, for all that he knew they were important. The little niceties and elaborately orchestrated backstabbing were not for him. But perhaps seeing it in action within the behemoth body that controlled the Republic would change his mind, perhaps open his eyes to a side of himself he'd never seen before. Hours later, footsore and robes itching uncomfortably, John came to the conclusion that he knew himself very well already, in fact. He hated every moment of this. In the safety and security of the temple, John had forgotten how other people saw him. He was young for a Padawan, apparently, but at least in the temple, people had moved on eventually. The rumors of his skill with a lightsaber and long years of training had done a great deal to stop other Jedi from treating him like a youngling, most of the time. But here in the Senate Dome, the senators and aides either acted like he was too young and stupid to understand them, or like he was cute. John had almost bitten someone's fingers when an elderly senator went to pinch his cheeks. It was only Mace's quick action that saved John from the taste of blood. Who in their right mind thought touching people unprompted was appropriate? While those who thought he was cute were annoying, those who treated him like a stupid pet were worse. If one more senator looked down their nose at him and changed their speech patterns like he was too standard, John wouldn't be held responsible for his actions. John knew that he was radiating offense and outrage into the Force. And Mace, curse him, sent back only waves of patience, calm, amusement. Like John wasn't a moment from violence. John was so busy being outraged that he couldn't even pay attention to the way Mace was currying favors and information. And then the Senator of Alderaan had the nerve. "I have some news to share, Master Jedi, that is not appropriate for little ears," the Senator said, smiling at John kindly. If only he knew that John was considering weaponizing a pen. Mace's lips twitched, and his master didn't look at John in a way that was entirely purposeful. There would be a recompense for this day, John swore. "Perhaps your Padawan can wait out here with Junior Aide Organa?" Mace frowned. He turned his attention to John and raised an eyebrow. "Is that acceptable, John?" John scowled and then tried to smooth the expression. "I'll do my utmost to not touch any hot stoves or stick any vibroblades into any electrical sockets," he said flatly. Mace sent him a burst of amused admonishment and waved him toward the seating area. The door to the senator's office closed behind them. Junior Aide Organa had hit a laugh behind his hand once they were out of sight. John turned his gaze to the young man and did his best to make it less glare-like. "I suppose you've gotten a lot of comments on your age this Senate trip, then," Organa asked with a smile. John sighed. The man looked to be around Deppa's age or a bit older and had a friendly face. When John reached out to him in the Force, he lacked the slimy and unpleasant quality of many of the beings John had become acquainted with so far that day. Organa was warmth and kindness, with an edge of determination and cleverness that was reminiscent of Obi-Wan. John didn't trust him, but he could at least make conversation. "They act like I'm Force standard and haven't personally dismantled slave rings with lethal force," John said. Organa's eyes widened. He paled slightly, but managed to keep a smile on his face. "Well, I wouldn't have guessed quite that level of experience. Are you older than you look, then?" the man asked. His tone was still light, even as John read the concern off of him in the Force. "I'm almost 12 standard, but I had an unusual childhood before I came to the temple," John said. "Right," Organa said faintly. "Well, regardless, I am sure that it's frustrating to be treated so condescendingly. Are you interested in politics?" John shook his head before he thought better of it. "I prefer actions over words, I think," he hedged. "But I have a friend who is particularly talented in our diplomacy and negotiation classes." Organa laughed. "Your preference is understandable, considering how slow the Senate can move. This must have been a taxing trip for you today, then. Would you be interested in any refreshments while we wait? I'd enjoy hearing more about your friend." John hesitated, before dipping his head in a nod. "Please." Perhaps he could get Organa's comm code for Obi-Wan, who would surely enjoy building a connection with someone inside the Senate. Of course, that was when things took a turn. Organa stepped out to retrieve their drinks. He'd been gone less than 10 minutes when John heard the commotion in the hall. Maybe this would be more interesting than the rest of the day. When John slid open the door from the Alderaan suite, he could see Aide Organa, and the being shouting at him. There was a large blue Twi'lek with Meluren juice dripping down the front of their gaudy robes. From their placement coming out of a side hallway, John could make an educated guess as to what had happened. Whoever this idiot was had stepped into the main hallway without looking and nearly knocked Organa off his feet. The outcome of the Twi'lek's carelessness was the spill of Meluren juice on the floor and all over their front. But, John thought, The being wouldn't be a politician if they didn't immediately try to shift the blame onto someone else. "You buffoon," the Twi'lek shouted. "Do you know how much these cost? What type of backwater dust ball of a planet are you from that you don't know to watch where you're walking?" Organa took the beratement calmly, eyes pointed at the floor, even as John felt his hackles rise. The Twi'lek felt exactly like almost everyone else John had encountered in the Senate Dome, slimy and unpleasant. "I should ruin your career in the Senate for this," the being threatened. And then the Twi'lek did something that set off John's instincts. They snapped out a hand in Organa's direction. John wasn't exactly sure what they were intending, maybe to smack Organa, or to grab him by the collar of his tunic and shake him. Maybe they were only intending to point at him during their tirade. But Organa flinched back, just a bit, and John acted before he could even think. The Force answered, as it always did. John felt Mace's bond flare with alarm, even as the large Twi'lek was sent backward into a wall, well away from Organa. Before John thought about it, he found himself between Organa and the angrier, larger being. He rested a hand on the lightsaber on his hip, feeling his kyber sing to him, "Don't touch him." The Twi'lek gaped at him unflatteringly, before flushing purple. His outrage was clearly felt in the Force, almost entirely drowning out the slight breath of fear. "You brat!" John was a second from igniting his saber, thumb hovering over the ignition, when he felt a hand gently cover his shoulder. "Peace, calm, wait," Mace sent him. John snarled, but obeyed. "And just what is the meaning of this, Senator Ta?" barked the senator that Mace had been meeting with. John was slightly embarrassed to admit he'd never caught their name. The newly named Senator Ta straightened, fussing with their dripping robes. "Finally, someone to take control of the situation. This complete moron spilled juice all over my robes, and then this feral beast shoved me away somehow. Someone needs to call the Coruscant security forces. This is assault." The Alderaan senator straightened, expression turning almost dangerous before it smoothed. "By moron, are you referring to junior aide Bail Prester Organa, child of Maesisha Organa, the reigning queen of Alderaan?" All of the blood drained from Senator Ta's face. Interesting, John thought. Organa was perhaps a more powerful contact than he'd ever considered. Mace cleared his throat, hand tightening just barely on John's shoulder. "And by feral beast, are you referring to John Antilles, my underage Padawan learner?" Senator Ta looked vaguely nauseous. They'd drawn a crowd at this point, and the titters at the drama were clearly audible. John smothered a smirk. The Padawan pushed me with that Force thing," Senator Ta complained. Their voice was much weaker, half-hearted. John, at least, had a response to that. He ducked into a bow and widened his eyes in the way he knew made him look even younger. "My apologies," he said, "but I'm new to Coruscant and the Senate. When I saw you move to hit Aide Organa, I was thrown back to the violence on the Outer Rim and acted on instinct." The titters grew louder, and from the expression on Senator Ta's face, they knew they had lost. "Yes, well," the senator swallowed audibly. "Let us just call this a misunderstanding, The senator executed an abrupt about-face and hurried off, though not before shooting John a look that was positively poisonous. The senator for Alderaan cleared his throat. "Quite," he said dryly. "If you three gentle beings would follow me..." Safely behind the door of the Alderaan suite, John slumped slightly. He finally managed to move his hand away from his lightsaber and turned to face his master. Mace sighed and dragged a hand down his face. "I leave you alone for 10 minutes. John shrugged, unrepentant, but kept his snarky rejoinder internal. "It wasn't Padawan Antilles' fault," Organa said immediately. "He shouldn't be in trouble. Senator Ta came barreling out of the side hallway and knocked into me. You know he's always looking for any cause to be cruel to aides." Organa looked toward the Alderaanian senator. The man inclined his head to acknowledge the point. "Padawan Antilles is not in trouble," Mace said finally, and John had to stop himself from staring when he realized that Mace had been hiding a smile behind his hand. He poked at his master in confusion and resisted the urge to pout when Mace swatted him away gently. We should perhaps postpone any future visits to the Senate until my Padawan has a bit more training for these situations. Yes, please, John said, utterly relieved. And now it was Organa quickly covering up a laugh. Mace had clearly decided they were done for the day, because, after one more quick exchange of pleasantries, they made their exit. John even managed to snag a moment with Organa to swap comm codes and wave off the man's effusive thanks. Well, John, Mace said, amusement clear in his voice now that they had emerged into Coruscant proper. What did you think of the Senate? I think I'll leave the politics to you, Master Plo, and Obi-Wan, John said definitively. Mace snorted. He rested a careful hand on John's shoulder once more. Yes, a wise decision, I believe. Since we finished earlier than I expected, how about we catch a show? I believe the Coruscanti troupe has an ongoing series you might find more to your taste. John raised his eyebrows. He'd heard from Deppa about Mace's love of the theater, but this was his first chance to see it in action. That sounds nice, Master. Obi-Wan was going to be so jealous. End of chapter 29.